Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
512 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price. Austin has been very busy because he is coming up with the winner to the Tap the News Radio app contest. The winner will receive two tickets, of course, to Saturday's FSU Pitt game at Doak Campbell, kickoff 11 a.m. We will do that in about 3 or 4 minutes, but let's go ahead and tackle the three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Mayor Reeves is discussing property tax reform as part of an ongoing statewide conversation. While DOGE continues to review local expenditures, Reeves is considering options aimed at reducing the impact on homeowners and maintaining city revenue for essential services. No specific plan has been endorsed at this time.
Number two.
All right. In Florida Power and Light, customers watching groups alike are fighting the company's latest request to raise rates. Right now, a two-week hearing is underway in Tallahassee to consider the increase. The utility wants the Public Service Commission to approve a nearly $10 billion rate hike over the next 4 years. The company argues the rate increase is needed to keep power reliable and harden the power grid against storms. Critics, however, are not so sure.
Number three.
Senator Don Gates says thousands of Floridians are reaping the benefits of Medicaid without having a job. Gates is rolling out a series of proposals designed to make the state more financially responsible. Now, one of them would change the qualifications for receiving government funding care. Gates is introducing a bill requiring able-bodied recipients to work. If they don't, they're going to no longer be eligible to receive those funds. The move could save the state $500 million each year.
All right, we'll go ahead and knock out our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. Not just because we got that ticket giveaway coming up at 5:15 sharp, but also because we've got a pretty loaded traffic and weather update for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Aleve. Traffic and body pain can slow you down, but don't let the pain stop you. With just one pill, Aleve provides up to 12 hours of pain relief so you can keep moving. Be sure to use as directed. Again, that is Aleve. Looking at the roads here, got some backups on Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. There was an accident reported in that area earlier this afternoon. Also have a lot of issues on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp like usual. And at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Speaking of Burgess Road, got some backups on Highway 29 traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. But one of our biggest issues so far this afternoon had been 9 Mile Road. That was just west of I-10 near Navy Federal Credit Union. Had some backups going both directions, but that has cleared out. So there's some good news for you. As for your weather, 81 degrees right now, low of 65 tonight. Tomorrow, the high is only 80 degrees, and it's the first of several days that will have no rainfall chances whatsoever. All righty, with it being 5:15, we will go ahead and announce the winner of today's pair of tickets to Florida State Pittsburgh. The winner is Jeff Helms. Jeff Helms is the winner of our pair of tickets to Florida State and Pittsburgh. Jeff, congratulations, buddy. If you're listening, I will reach out to you with the contact information you provided us when you entered the contest. And once again, you can enter the contest 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. every day. I announce the winner at 5:15. We're giving away one more pair of tickets tomorrow at this time. But once again, congrats to Jeff Helms.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
The local military community knows their next paychecks might be delayed as the government shutdown continues. Navy Federal Credit Union is now offering zero interest loans to eligible military members and federal employees affected by the shutdown. Ann Ripkinski, the Assistant Vice President of Digital Operations over Navy Fed, explains how the program works.
So our Paycheck Assistance Program is designed to support our members during times of financial uncertainty, such as a government shutdown. So if the government shutdown causes our members to miss a paycheck, eligible members may qualify for a loan based on their historical pay with a maximum loan of up to $10,000.
Well, the October 15th paycheck could potentially be impacted. You'll find more information at the Navy Fed website, NavyFederal.org, under the personal tab.
And Mark, another one for Pensacola's Graffiti Bridge. A box truck got stuck under the trestle yesterday afternoon. The city had reportedly been working on a warning device to deter trucks from even attempting to drive underneath, but the project is temporarily on hold as they wait for work on another nearby project to begin.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Drama in the city of Treasure Island, Florida, with infighting at City Hall and calls for two commissioners to resign. No, this is not a WWE match. This is city business.
Bummer.
Here it is. Evan Moon, down in Tampa with the story.
The latest issues are over insensitive memes allegedly sent by Commissioner Chris Clark of fellow Commissioner Tammy Vasquez. Chris denies sending the memes in any negative way. But Tammy herself has been in the hot seat recently, too, after posting anonymous Facebook comments calling residents despicable. There is a recall effort for her removal. Over 100 women sent a letter to the governor asking for Commissioner Arthur Cizon to be removed after he sent an inappropriate text to a resident at 4 a.m. Arthur said he had insomnia. Since last year's storms destroyed this area, the city has had two mayors, four city managers, lost 38 city staff, and fired a city attorney. Residents say all of this is a distraction from rebuilding their communities. In Treasure Island, Evan Moon, Fox News.
Legislation, House Bill 127, requiring public elementary school students in Florida to learn cursive writing, has been introduced for next year's session. The proposal mandates cursive instruction for students in grades 2 through 5 and aims for them to demonstrate proficiency by the end of 5th grade. Although a similar bill received unanimous support in the House during the 2025 session, the Senate did not take action. Critics have expressed concerns that the requirement could contribute to overtesting in schools, despite cursive already being taught in some public schools.
518 News Radio 92.3. One thing we know today, superheroes wear dog collars. A missing Florida woman was found safe thanks to a dog. Here's Lisa Lacero.
The woman's husband reported her missing September 25th after she didn't return home from her walk in her neighborhood in Destin. The deputy drove around the neighborhood, then spotted Eeyore in the middle of the road, leading her to where the woman had fallen.
The lady had injured her leg. We got EMS there. They were able to render aid, and we were able to take the dog, obviously, back to the homeowner.
Okaloosa County Sheriff Eric Aiden, who says the woman was surprised the dog led police to her, saying he's not even her dog. Lisa Lacera, Fox News.
The man accused of starting the Palisades fire is in custody in Florida and has appeared before a judge who has ordered him to remain in jail. His preliminary hearing has been pushed to next week. Jessica Rosenthal reports on News Radio 92.3.
Jonathan Rinnernecht of Melbourne, Florida, is accused of starting the fire on January 1st in a hillside. It smoldered underground until high winds a week later fanned the flames that became the Palisades fire. Southern California U.S. Attorney Bill Asaley said he's charged with the destruction of property using fire, though additional charges could be filed as 12 people were killed. He said the digital evidence was revealing.
And you could see some of his thought process in the months leading up, where he was generating some really concerning images up on ChatGPT, which appears to show a dystopian city being burned down.
Rinnernecht called 911 to report the fire, then returned to watch the flames. Prosecutors say his family reported concerns about Rinnernecht's mental state as well. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
519 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with another quick check of your roads and weather and some hard-hitting, headlining national news for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Here's a question for Christians. What year was it that you were saved? I'm asking, when were you converted to Christ? And I'm not asking, when were you baptized or when did you receive the Lord's Supper? I'm not asking about religious works that you have done, but I'm asking you, when did you receive the work that Christ has done for you? When was it that you were convicted about your sin? When was it that you called on Christ to save you from the consequences of your sin? When did you seek God's forgiveness? For me, it was June of 1988. When was it for you? If you have never received Christ's forgiveness, the Bible says today is the day of salvation.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other show. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Call Jeff Wayne to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
And I was born in the backseat of a Greyhound bus, rolling down Highway 41. Lord, I was born a rambling man.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes, right here on Pensacola Right Now, with Chris and Austin.
When it's time for leaving, I hope you'll understand that I was born a rambling man.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
523 News Radio 92.3. President Trump promised to visit Israel after it signed an agreement with Hamas to release all hostages and prisoners amid negotiations to end the war in Gaza. Edward Lawrence has the details from the White House.
He says he's going to be there on Sunday, and he wants to be there, he says, for the Monday, Tuesday, when hostages will be released. The president is saying he has secured the release of all the hostages. He says that this agreement between Hamas and Israel is going to be a binding one, and he is flying out this weekend from the White House in a last-minute trip that obviously was not on his schedule until this had come up. Now, the president believing that he was able to make this deal because he got a coalition of Muslim countries, Islamic countries, together behind him before he then went to the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, and talked to him about signing on to this deal. Once he had that enormous support.
Okay, 524 News Radio 92.3. Stocks ending down this afternoon as the price of gold pulls back from its latest record highs. Hillary Barsky's got those numbers.
The major average is ending lower after record runs on valuation worries and gold pulling back following a sharp rally in recent weeks. Tech stocks were mixed today. However, shares of NVIDIA rose nearly 2% on reports that the U.S. approved several billion dollars worth of NVIDIA chip exports to the United Arab Emirates. Airline stocks taking off after Delta posted stronger than forecast quarterly results and said it was aiming for a record holiday season. Its stock rose 3.5%. The Dow winners said Salesforce, NVIDIA, and Goldman Sachs, the Dow decliners, Travelers, Boeing, and Honeywell. The Dow falling 243 points, the Nasdaq lower by 19, S&P 500 lower by 19. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525 News Radio 92.3. Austin Price has a concerned look on his face this afternoon. He has the weather, of course, and is traffic a problem today?
Yeah, it's been a problem at times. It's starting to kind of die down a little bit, luckily, but that doesn't mean we don't have problems. If you are traveling westbound on I-10, passing the I-110 north ramp, we always have issues there, but it is worsening. Got some of that congestion pushing back onto the I-110 north ramp. Also got our usual backups, just slight ones if you are getting off of I-110, trying to take the exit ramp onto North Davis Highway. Also have issues on Davis itself, traveling northbound towards I-10. Also got some backups at a couple of intersections, particularly Palafox Street and Burgess Road, but also at Mobile Highway, Blue Angel Parkway. Last major spot is Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. As for your weather, sitting at around 81 degrees, low of 65 tonight. No rainfall chances for the next several days. Tomorrow's high, only 80 degrees.
Okay, if you're looking to maybe take that trip up the East Coast this weekend, be sure to take along the umbrella and rain gear with you. East Coast is facing bad weather. A nor'easter is expected to impact that area this weekend with heavy rains, potentially bringing coastal flooding. Bane Froney is in Sullivan's Island, South Carolina this afternoon for News Radio 92.3.
South Carolina dealing with rough surf, intense wind gusts and rain throughout the morning hours. We're still watching for that cold front that's continuing to trek on through, bringing much cooler conditions, but the gloomy and rough conditions when it comes to that surf will be continuing for the next couple of days. We still have king tides impacting the coastal regions of South Carolina, and this means that high tide is even higher than normal, which is causing coastal flooding. This is going to continue into the end of the week, but we're also watching for a low pressure system that's forming just off the coast. That'll eventually start to trek up towards the north, which is that nor'easter we've been watching, expecting that to be impacting the eastern portions of the United States as we move through the weekend. In Sullivan's Island, South Carolina, I'm Fox Weather meteorologist Bane Froney.
With less than a month until Election Day, the latest New York City mayor's race poll shows Mamdani still way ahead, but Cuomo gaining some support. The new Quinnipiac poll, the first since mid-September, shows Democratic Socialist Zohran Mamdani getting 46% support and Independent Andrew Cuomo attracting 33% of likely voters. That's a 10-point gain for the former governor now that Mayor Adams is out of the race. Republican Curtis Sliwa still at only 15%. As for who's got the right experience to be mayor, 73% said Cuomo, 47% Mamdani, 55% said Sliwa does not have the right experience.
527 News Radio 92.3. Congrats to Jeff Helms. Doggone it, he won the Tap the News Radio app contest this afternoon, picking up on a couple of really nice tickets to the FSU Pitt game Saturday at Doak Campbell. They'll kick that one off at 11 a.m. So thanks for listening. We'll do it again tomorrow. Starts at 5 a.m. Just access the app. The registration page will pop up on you. Fill it out. Submit it. Austin picks the winner at 5:15. He'll do that tomorrow afternoon. An appeals court has heard arguments today in a case concerning President Trump's deployment of National Guard troops in Portland, Oregon. Christian Goodwin has more.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals will decide whether to lift a lower court's order temporarily blocking the deployment of the National Guard to Portland. President Trump deploying the Oregon National Guard, a judge temporarily blocking the move. The president then threatened to send National Guard members from California, but the judge expanded the order to block that too. The Trump administration argues the troops are necessary to protect immigration enforcement officers, while Oregon's Democratic Governor Tina Kotek says there is no threat to national security in Portland. Arguments in court seem to focus on recent protests in Portland. The court not sharing details on when it will issue a ruling, but did discuss the emergency nature of the government's appeal. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A lot of excitement. Residents in Gaza are celebrating the peace deal agreed to by both Israel and Hamas. Trey Yingst in Tel Aviv.
The war in Gaza is almost over. For the first time in months, there is hope across the Middle East. President Trump has done what so many thought was impossible. Celebrations erupted at Hostages Square in Tel Aviv overnight as Israelis processed the news that all of the remaining hostages held by Hamas will be released in the days ahead. Similar moments of joy unfolding inside Gaza as crowds of Palestinians cheered and chanted. After 2 years of war, an influx of aid and relief will make it to residents there. The Israeli cabinet is set to formally vote on the deal this evening. Once that vote passes, Israeli forces inside Gaza will have 24 hours to pull back to agreed-upon lines within the enclave.
Okay, let me remind you, Pensacola International remaining fully operational during the federal shutdown this afternoon. Right now, the control tower and TSA lines are manned by federal workers who are not being paid. Airport Director Matt Coughlin recommends people traveling to be prepared for any potential hiccups. And be sure and download your airline's app and sign up for the text alerts regarding delays and cancellations. Sports coming up in less than five on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News.
I'm John Saucier. President Trump in the Oval Office the day after announcing the first phase of a ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas, where he told the press a peace deal's been made.
It's a great honor to have been working on it, and as you know, it's all finalized and done.
48 hostages still said to be held by Hamas in Gaza, 20 of whom are thought to be alive. On Fox Business, South Carolina Congresswoman Nancy Mace says the world was against President Trump and everyone was wrong.
The media mocked him, the left dismissed him, and look what he has achieved. He built this base off of the Abraham Accords, which were historic in his first term, and he's the guy, he's the president, he's the leader of the free world, bringing peace to the Middle East.
President Trump says Middle Eastern allies are going to help to reconstruct Gaza and credited them with putting pressure on Hamas to bring them to an agreement with Israel. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Own your moment. Make it legendary. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Earlier in the week, Saquon Barkley met alongside A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts to rectify the issues Brown and Hurts are having. Who knows how effective that meeting was, and who knows if anything will change. But I do think on Thursday Night Football tonight, A.J. Brown will find the end zone against the Giants, so I'll take his anytime touchdown odds at plus 180. I'm Zach Gelb.
Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and check out all the exciting new ways you can make this pro football season unforgettable. Shoot your shot with same-game parlays, call your plays like a pro with live betting, or bet on a market you didn't know existed thanks to BetMGM Originals. You'll be on the edge of your seat from the very first snap, no matter what type of fan you are. Earn BetMGM rewards points on every bet. Take advantage of football offers found nowhere else, like a second chance on a first touchdown bet, and keep an eye out for rewards dropping in your account throughout the season. Never settle for the ordinary. Sign up today. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. Must be 21 years of age or older. Specific promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors, no hassle, no pressure, experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
One of the nation's largest employers of people with disabilities is based right here in Pensacola, Global Connections to Employment, or GCE. Now they're creating more local jobs for people with disabilities through the launch of GCE Designs. Hear the inspiring story on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9. Visit gcedesigns.org to learn more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the county emergency operations centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed. Stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season. Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Chief sunglasses, Red Bull, and mini
now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Mayor D.C. Reeves is discussing property tax reform as part of an ongoing statewide conversation while DOGE continues to review local expenditures. Reeves is considering options aimed at reducing the impact on homeowners and maintaining city revenue for essential services. No specific plan has been endorsed at the time.
Number two.
Floor Power and Light customers and watchdog groups are fighting the company's latest request to raise rates. Right now, a two-week hearing is underway in Tallahassee to consider the increase. The utility wants the Public Service Commission to approve a nearly $10 billion rate hike over the next 4 years. Company argues the rate increase is needed to keep power reliable and harden the power grid against storms. Critics just aren't so sure.
Number three.
Senator Don Gates says thousands of Floridians are reaping the benefits of Medicaid without having a job. Gates is rolling out a series of proposals designed to make the state more financially responsible. One of them would change the qualifications for receiving government-funded care. Gates is introducing a bill requiring able-bodied recipients to work, and if they don't, they'll no longer be eligible to receive funding. The move could save the state a $500 million a year.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
The local military community knows their next paycheck might be delayed as the government shutdown continues. Day 10 coming up. Navy Fed is offering zero interest loans to eligible family members of military personnel and federal employees affected by the shutdown. Ann Rapinski, the Assistant VP of Digital Ops at Navy Fed, explains how the program works.
So our paycheck assistance program is designed to support our members during times of financial uncertainty, such as a government shutdown. So if the government shutdown causes our members to miss a paycheck, eligible members may qualify for a loan based on their historical pay with a maximum loan of up to $10,000.
Okay, the October 15th paycheck could potentially be impacted. You'll find more information at the Navy Federal website, NavyFederal.org, under the personal tab.
And Pensacola is one of five Florida destinations that will be featured on an upcoming episode of Wheel of Fortune. Visit Florida is partnering with the show to feature several locations in the Live More Floridays campaign on the show, which will air later this month. Pensacola's episode will air on October 13th. In addition to Pensacola, the show will feature four other Florida destinations that same week.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
It's another bomb. Kyle Schwarber has done it again. And the Phillies have busted it wide open here in the eighth. 8-1 Philadelphia.
On TBS, what a night for this year's National League Home Run Champion.
Dodgers starters have been a major story. Uh-oh, Schwarber gonna send one way out of here. How far will it fly? My goodness. Kyle Schwarber with a tape measure shot. Up on top of the pavilion and right. That is one of the biggest bombs you will ever see.
No exaggeration. On TBS, only the third home run ever that flew over the right field pavilion at Dodger Stadium. First time since 1973 when Willie Stargell did it for a second time. The Phillies scored five runs in the eighth inning. Four runs charged to Clayton Kershaw, who allowed six of the Phillies' 12 hits in his first playoff appearance as a reliever in 6 years. Tonight, Game 4, Dodgers lead the Phillies 2-1 and can move into the National League Championship Series with a victory. If Philadelphia wins, there would be a deciding Game 5 in Philly Saturday night. The other National League Division Series, the Cubs avoided getting swept by the Brewers. The Cubs won yesterday at Wrigley Field 4-3. It's another must-win for the Cubbies tonight at Wrigley just after 9 p.m. Eastern time. It's all over for the New York Yankees, eliminated last night at Yankee Stadium in Game 4 of the ALDS by the Toronto Blue Jays 5-2. For the first time in 9 years, the Blue Jays are in the American League Championship Series. Toronto beat the Yankees 3-1 and awaits the winner of the Tigers-Mariners Series. Detroit came back from 3-0 down yesterday at home to beat Seattle 9-3 and even the best-of-five series 2 games apiece. Deciding Game 5 is in Seattle tomorrow. the WNBA season on the brink of conclusion. The Las Vegas Aces took a 3-0 lead on the Phoenix Mercury in the WNBA Finals with a 90-88 win last night. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Week 6 of the NFL season begins with Thursday night football. The New York Giants will host the Philadelphia Eagles for an NFC East battle. The Giants 1-4, Eagles are 4-1 after suffering their first loss last week. Kickoff set for 7:15 p.m. If you want to listen to this broadcast, we do have coverage on our sister station ESPN Pensacola. That's 99.1 FM 1330 a.m. You can also tune in through the absolutely free ESPN Pensacola mobile app.
Okay, 5:41. News Radio 92.3. High school football kicking into gear tonight. Got one game to share with you. Gulf Breeze at Milton tomorrow night. Pretty good lineup for you. Here you go. Pace at Tate. Jay at Northview. Pensacola High at Escambia. That used to always be a traditional barn burner. Pine Forest at Booker T. Washington. Pensacola Catholic at Walton. Panama City Bay at West Florida. Navarre at Crestview. Central has a bye week and will play Vernon on the 17th. And UWF in action tomorrow. No, Saturday. I'm getting my Fridays and Saturday against Showan.
All right.
And it's the homecoming game, by the way.
And do want to let you know, since we were talking about ESPN Pensacola and high school football, our game of the week is going to be, and this is a good one, Chris, Pace and Tate.
Oh, good.
That is going to be a darn good one. Pace has been good for the past few years. Tate had a rough run there, but they have since turned it around. So if you want to catch that, kickoff will be at 7:00 tomorrow night on ESPN Pensacola.
Here's today's health news.
New York City's filing a lawsuit against top social media platforms, accusing them of harming children's mental health and getting them addicted. Madison Allworth has more from NYC.
This 327-page complaint filed seeks damages from Meta, a.k.a. Facebook and Instagram, Google, a.k.a. YouTube, Snapchat, and TikTok. It's saying that they're designing their platforms to exploit the psychology and neuropsychology of youth to make a profit, saying this exploitation of children has become central to defendants' profitability. Now, New York City joins other governments, school districts, and individuals pursuing similar lawsuits that are now all being put together in federal court. The complaint says that over 77% of New York City high school students admit to spending at least 3 hours a day on some sort of screen. It's contributing to sleep loss and to chronic school absences.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are in New York City, where they're being honored for their work on mental health awareness. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex are receiving Project Healthy Minds Humanitarians of the Year awards at the nonprofit startup's World Mental Health Day Gala in Tribeca Thursday. That's according to People Magazine, which reports the couple is being recognized for their mental health advocacy worldwide, as well as focus on making the internet safer for children and families.
PepsiCo looking to replace those coloring dyes in some of its products. Lisa Brady is on News Radio 92.3.
This is House Call for Health. Some food and beverage products are getting a more natural makeover at PepsiCo, which owns various brands from Gatorade to Cheetos, and says it's working to replace its traditional artificial dyes with natural colorings. Some alternative dye options could come from vegetables like carrots or beets. PepsiCo says it's been working on the change for years as consumers' preferences have started to shift. The shift comes as the Trump administration has called for an end to petroleum-based dyes and food products. PepsiCo says it's still testing new natural formulas for federal approval. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
New research suggesting that using plastic water bottles may not be a healthier alternative. A new study published in the Journal of Hazardous Materials found that the average person consumes 39,000 to 52,000 microplastic particles a year, and individuals who drink bottled water regularly ingest up to 90,000 more particles each year than those who drink mainly tap water. Researchers noted that nanoplastics are especially concerning as they can enter human cells, cross biological barriers, and have the potential to reach organs and tissues.
5:45 will News Radio 92.3. Don't go anywhere, Austin Price, because you're getting ready to look at that weather and traffic together this afternoon.
You know, I was right at the door, and you grabbed my ankle.
Back here.
All right, this check of the roads and weather isn't looking too severe, but we do have several spots to note. Pine Forest Road, if you are traveling southbound towards I-10, got some backups there. Also on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp, and a couple of busy intersections in Pensacola as well. The intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road giving us trouble. Same with the intersection section of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. Last major spot outside of that is going to be Highway 90 in actually two spots. If you're traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard and Highway 90 westbound coming over Blackwater River heading into downtown Milton. As for your weather, 81 degrees, low of 65 tonight. No rainfall chances over the next several days. Tomorrow's high, only 80.
Boy, most of the country would just love to hear that forecast. No rain is what I'm talking about because, unfortunately, if you live any place but the South here, you may need to bring an umbrella and rain gear with you this weekend. Janice Dean has more.
Heavy rain across the Southwest is going to be a big story into the weekend as tropical moisture from the remnants of Priscilla from the Pacific will stream northward and bring rain for several days over areas that are not used to this much water in such a short period of time. Meanwhile, coastal flooding, high surf, and dangerous rip currents will be the story for the Southeast and the Mid-Atlantic as an area of low pressure forms and moves up the coast through the weekend. Cooler temperatures for the eastern U.S. before another warm-up moves in on Friday. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Senate Armed Services Subcommittee hearing was discussing some pretty interesting facts today. And they were discussing the dangers of online, that data and people are getting off of online that's not factual, creating a real problem for the military and U.S. National Security Forces. Kevin Yurinsky has more on this.
Michigan Democratic Senator Alyssa Slotkin noted how the internet has changed the approach to military issues.
The future of warfare may not be tanks and airframes, but really data and who controls that data.
Witnesses testified that the country's enemies no longer have to search very hard for that data. Justin Sherman is a cybersecurity expert.
We are unfortunately significantly behind when it comes to recognizing the threats these pose to the United States.
He added,
foreign adversaries such as China and Russia are readily investing to be able to exploit these vulnerabilities.
Senator Slotkin said that includes individuals' personal data, even if they're not in the military. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The IRS is unveiling higher federal tax brackets for 2026 to adjust for inflation. The standard deduction now will increase to $32,200 for married couples filing together and $16,100 for single taxpayers. Changes are also coming to the long-term capital gains brackets, estate tax exemption, child tax credit eligibility, and more. Shares of Ferrari had their worst trading day ever after the luxury car maker updated its full year and 2030 guidance, scaling back its plans. Analysts were disappointed by the new guidance, saying that it did fall short of expectations. Ferrari's Milan-listed share price tumbled more than 16% before paring some losses. On Wall Street, stocks were lower, with the Dow tumbling more than 240 points. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ both losing 18. That's Your Money Now.
548 News Radio 92.3. The government opens an investigation into possible safety violations involving almost 3 million Tesla vehicles. Jeff Manasso has more.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration citing 58 reports, including 14 crashes and 23 injuries, of Tesla vehicles equipped with full self-driving blowing red lights. The agency launching a probe into 2.9 million Teslas, saying FSD, an assistance system that requires drivers to pay attention and intervene if needed, has induced vehicle behavior that violated traffic safety laws. Tesla issued a software update of FSD this week. The investigation, a preliminary evaluation, the first step before the agency could seek a recall if it believes vehicles pose an unreasonable risk to safety. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The United Nations slashing its peacekeeping forces around the world due to a lack of funds. A senior UN official told Reuters yesterday that it's cutting one-fourth of its peacekeepers in the coming months as future funding from the U.S. remains uncertain. The official said the cuts would amount to over 13,000 UN troops and police. The U.S. is the largest contributor to the U.N. peacekeeping force and accounts for over 26% of its funding.
Afternoon, everybody. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3. Community leaders gathered in Washington today for an important bank meeting. Lillian Wu was there and has more on News Radio 92.3.
Top finance officials underscoring the importance of community banks at a Fed meeting in D.C., Fed Chair Jerome Powell with a pre-recorded message.
Community banks play a vital role in the U.S. financial system because they have strong links to the people and businesses they serve and direct knowledge of local economic conditions.
Powell apologizing for not being there in person because he says he's traveling, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent telling attendees President Trump's been ending many regulations which have negatively impacted community banks. The conference brings together community bankers, academics, policymakers, and regulators to talk about key issues facing the community bank sector. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Americans, once again, searching for gold in California. Max Gordon reports from Jamestown, California.
With the price of gold hitting $4,000 an ounce, some are heading to California's Sierra foothills to try their luck. California Gold Panning brings tours to their claim along Wood Creek in Jamestown, California, where people can pan for gold for a fee. We talked to Garth Tidwell, who brought his family from Kentucky to pan for gold.
It wouldn't have mattered what the price was. but it sure doesn't hurt.
The folks at California Gold Panning say that the high price of gold has led to an increase in interest in coming up to gold country to pan, but it's also been a double-edged sword. They've had to fend off trespassers looking to steal gold and tools from their claim. In Jamestown, California, Max Gordon, Fox Business.
5:52 here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. When we return in just a couple minutes, we'll get one final check of your roads and weather for you, hopefully paling in comparison to some of the action that we've seen on those fronts so far today. But we'll also get some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you to ease you into this 6 o'clock hour on this Thursday afternoon edition of Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Hardware is much more than a hardware store. In houseware and giftware, you'll find luxury candles and detergents, along with the finest cutlery, cookware, and the ever-popular woodware. We have the best selection of grills and grilling accessories for your home and backyard. Oh, and don't miss our great selection of birdhouses, feeders, and garden accessories. Shop local and make Pensacola Hardware your first choice in making your house a home. Come see us, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown Pensacola, where customer parking is always free.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
What if we got rewarded for every good decision?
Dinner. Meal needs a vegetable. Check.
Amazing!
Vegetables cooked with a healthier oil instead of butter?
Fantastic!
Replacing bad fats with healthier fats, like those in canola or vegetable oil, is good for your heart. Take up the challenge for good health, because the you of the future will say,
fantastic!
Visit heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info proudly supports the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about the Escambia County budget hearing in which they finally raised the MSBU for fire service, doubling it essentially, but also a very, very small cut in the property tax rate, a little bit of a rollback, but there was a lot of drama around this, plus the future of funding charities/outside agencies came up for conversation. And we talked about Florida DOGE and its relationship with the city of Pensacola. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app. Tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3. I'm gonna take you, leave
you lying naked on my bed. Yeah. Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.555 Heads up, Pensacola, you sweet thing.
Yeah, Andrew's Austin, got an interesting taste, huh?
Austin Price has kind of got a weird sense of humor this afternoon. All right, and he also is looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, I am. The latter half of that is true. We are looking at the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Got some backups on Highway 29 traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. Also got some maybe minor congestion just ever so slightly on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Outside of that, though, there's not too much holding you up at this time. So thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so. I know it's been an eventful afternoon on the streets. As for your weather, 81 degrees, low of 65 tonight. Tomorrow, going to kick off a beautiful stretch of days. High of only 80 degrees on your Friday. And once we get into Saturday and Sunday, the highs are going to remain in the low 80s, be sunny, mostly clear. And throughout the stretch, there are no rainfall chances in the equation.
Here's today's pop culture news.
And we're advancing the story on Gene Simmons, as you're probably aware by now. He was hospitalized after a car accident on Pacific Coast Highway. Not a good place to wreck at any time. Michelle Polino is in Los Angeles this afternoon with more.
KISS bassist Gene Simmons is recovering after a car crash in Malibu on Tuesday. Simmons' Lincoln Navigator hit a parked car on Pacific Coast Highway around 1 p.m. He told deputies he may have fainted or passed out before the crash. His wife, Shannon Tweed, said he's recovering at home, and a KISS rep confirmed he's already back to work. Simmons reassured fans on X, writing, "I'm completely fine. I had a slight fender bender. It happens. All is well." KISS is set to reunite next month for the KISS Cruise Landlocked in Vegas event at Virgin Hotels Las Vegas, their first performance together since wrapping their End of the Road tour in 2023. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And since we're talking about music here, Rolling Stone out with its list of the 250 greatest songs of the 21st century so far. Missy Elliott's Get Your Freak On tops the list. It's followed by the Yeah Yeah Yeah's Maps, Beyonce and Jay-Z's Crazy in Love, and the White Stripes' Seven Nation Army. The magazine says the list sets out to capture the full chaotic glory of 21st century music one song at a time.
Okay. Week 6 of the NFL season kicks off at MetLife Stadium tonight in New Jersey. Joe Morgan's there, has a preview.
Eagles running back Saquon Barkley is hoping to be more involved in the offense tonight as he makes his return to the Meadowlands for the second time. Barkley's Eagles and his former team, the Giants, kick off at 8:15 Eastern on Thursday Night Football, with Philadelphia coming off its first loss of the season. Against the Broncos, Barkley had 6 carries for 30 yards, both season lows. New York has a game at 1-4, and with one of the worst rushing defenses in the NFL, allowing 140 yards per game. Rookie quarterback Jackson Dart will look to bounce back after throwing 2 interceptions and losing a fumble in a loss to the previously winless Saints. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
You see, there's no sense for him saying the winless Saints. Why didn't he say that? Honestly, Saints beat him and that was it.
I think the point is to capture that the Giants have been struggling. I think that
and
was the point.
Saints haven't. Okay.
California now the third state to recognize Diwali as an official statewide holiday. On Monday, Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill recognizing the holiday known as the Festival of Lights. It symbolizes the light of good overcoming the evils of darkness. It is celebrated by Hindus, Sikhs, Buddhists, and Jains. The bill authorized public schools and community colleges to close on Diwali and also allows for paid time off on the holiday for state employees and school employees.
You know, Austin, I love Pensacon. I just love that whole concept of the comics and all the animation stuff. Anyway, the largest pop culture convention on the entire East Coast got underway today in New York City. Tanya J. Powers on News Radio 92.3.
More than 200,000 people are expected to converge at this year's New York Comic Con, attending panels, meeting artists and writers, and showing off their best cosplay outfits. Celebrities scheduled to make appearances include Sigourney Weaver, reuniting with some of her co-stars from Alien and Ghostbusters, as well as X-Men star James McAvoy, The Matrix's Lawrence Fishburne, and Game of Thrones author George R.R. Martin. Some of the panels will be live-streamed on Comic-Con's YouTube channel as well as its social media platforms. New York Comic-Con runs through Sunday. At the Javits Center in New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The first trailer being released for the Game of Thrones spinoff, A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms. The series takes place 100 years before the events of the original series. The first season will feature 6 episodes and is based on George R.R. Martin's The Hedge Knight. It stars Peter Claffey and Dexter Sol Ansel. The series debuts on January 18th.
Jeff Helms, congratulations, bud. You're going to the FSU Pitt game Saturday at Doak Campbell. By the way, Jeff is the winner of today's Tap the News Radio app contest. We'll do it again tomorrow, 5 a.m. we start it. Go to the app. Registration page will come up. Fill it out. Mm-hmm. Send it back. Austin picks the winner tomorrow at 5:15. Is that right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, we're coming back in 12. More information for you on News Radio 92.3.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.